Three flow.
Yes, three flow. Podcast. I'm your host, Matt. We're doing another Skype call following our social distancing. So I'm here with Marky.
Hey, what's going on?
There we go. And Dom.
What's up, everybody?
All right. What's up, people? So this is what? Season 2, episode 3 now. Getting into a little bit of a flow. So we'll start out. We'll recap last week's show. So we talked a little bit of some politics, obviously some coronavirus. We'll get into a little bit more of that today. And then what else did we talk? Oh, conspiracies last week. So that was something too.
Check up on some of that today too.
Yeah. Dom was in and out last week, but I think he'll be here.
We figured it out. We're good.
Yeah, we're millennials, but we still can't quite figure out all the tech, you know? But we're good. We're good. So, yeah, before we jump into it, make sure you follow us on YouTube. We got some of our golf shows up. Me, Dom, and usually a random third. Last 2 weeks ago was Timmy. Time for that was Kev. The first one we did, we didn't have enough good footage because we just talked a bunch and didn't, like, do a lot of golf shots. So that one's not going up. But our most recent one is up. What was it? Conklin
Players Club in Bingham. Actually, it's Conklin, New York.
Conklin just Players Club in
Shout
Conklin.
Out, Bree Conklin.
Yeah.
Awesome course. Anybody in PA, New York that hasn't gone there, definitely go play if you get a chance.
But we can't go there anymore because now it's closed.
It's a pretty good name for a course.
Conklin?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, hit us up on Twitter, share, subscribe there. Facebook, Twitter, Insta, kind of post stuff all over the place. Try and be a little bit more consistent with it. But this week, I think we're going to dive into a little bit more of a coronavirus update again. Get talking on that a little bit. We just have some other stuff going on, and we'll get going as we can. But before we get into anything, I think Dom has one of his patented Dom rants that I think he wants to get into.
Prove it.
I do. I got to get something off my chest.
Let's go.
And I mean, it rolls into, I mean, pretty much the only thing that there is to talk about these days is the good old Roni virus and, you know, some measures that are being taken to, I guess, prevent or help slow the curve of it. But, you know, some of it's fucking dumb. I'm gonna be straight up, it's fucking stupid. I'm leaving my house this morning. I'm going out to go get a webcam and then go out and pick up some alcohol. So
I did one of those two things.
Look on Best Buy, everything's sold out online. Why all the webcams are gone, not sure. But I was like, all right, you know what? I'll run to Walmart, see what they have there, see if I can pick something up cheap. Get there, park, get out. It is a 25 to 30 minute wait to get into fucking Walmart.
What?
Line outside the fucking store. So I was like, all right, fuck this. You know, pick it up another day. I'll go get my alcohol. Wegmans has a big selection of like IPAs and other alcohols. So it's like, all right, I'll just swing over to Wegmans. It's right there. Same fucking thing. Dude, I exploded in the middle of the parking lot in fucking Wegmans. That, one, I was the only person without a mask on. And there's a big sign posted starting, I think, Monday the 18th or the 19th. Yeah, so I think Sunday the 19th, every store in PA, shopping mart, like superstores, anything, you were going to be required to wear a mask to get into the store. I had a meltdown in the parking lot. And said, basically yelled in front of all these fucking people, this is fucking stupid. You're all fucking insane for waiting.
Damn, bro.
Melted down. And then I proceeded to say, I'm not going to wear a fucking mask to walk into a superstore or a supercenter and get fucking food. Bro, this is the fact that we can't live a normal life and like go to the store and just go pick something up and come home. Like, maybe it's just a first world problem, but the fact that we can't, the just the convenience factor of things is, it blows my mind of what's taking place in our society right now. So I almost had an aneurysm today. I'm surprised I didn't get arrested and just freaked the fuck out. But
totally,
so Monday,
see you freaking out.
Monday, you guys will need to wear face masks to get into any store to get any goods. I think it's fucking dumb.
Well, I've been wearing face masks. So I went to get breakfast today, and then I went into Weiss to pick up some alcohol. I wore my mask in there, in both places.
I'm not wearing a mask. I told my mom, though? I'm not wearing a fucking mask. Why? Why do I have to be told to wear a mask? I want to decide to not wear a mask and fucking catch the Ronavirus, cool.
Ronavirus.
We're being told to do something that's, why? Why are we being told to wear a mask? Why are we being told we have to go in? Over with what? I think there's more deaths by the flu than there is this fucking virus each year.
But this virus has only been going on for realistically, 2 months.
Okay.
And what are we at? I think at 37,000 maybe. But the flu isn't as easily transmissible as this is. So we could just keep going and going and going and going until everybody's infected.
I think it's just starting to get out of hand.
So the flu kills, let's see, how many people every year? Flu deaths per year. Does anybody know off the top of their head?
I'm probably going to say in the 60,000 range, 70,000 range. That's just a guesstimate.
Uh, 24 to 62,000 flu deaths from October 1st, 2019 through April 4th. So that's...
that was this year? That's this year's numbers?
February, March... So in 6 months, it killed between 25,000 and 62,000. So let's say you double that. It's at 50 to 100,000. So coronavirus in 2 months has killed, just in the United States, almost 40,000. And across the world, 158,000. So, more deadly, more transmissible. So you think if, let's see, math, right off the top of my head is hard. Math is hard. So say there's 330 million people in the U.S., and if we don't do anything to stop this at all, and we just don't wear masks, don't give a shit, and just walk around, do whatever we want. Let's say there's a 2% death rate, and we'll say that half the population gets it if we don't do anything, which was what was initially forecasted before we started putting some of these measures in. So that's 160 million times 0.02. So if you weren't to do anything and half the population gets it, which was initially kind of the concern, it would kill 3 million people.
You only think half the population would have gotten it? I'm pretty sure everybody would have gotten it.
Well, yeah, if we didn't do anything, it's possible. But they're forecasting between 40 and 60%. So I just went with 50, which makes it easier. So 40 and 60, 50% of people get it. 2% death rate, that's at the minimum number. That's 3 million people dead. So what about the flu? Dom.
All right. I guess I'm fucking just stupid. I don't know. I think I'm ignorant and I'm stubborn. I'm very stubborn.
A lot of people.
To change in that aspect of our daily living, definitely, yeah, I'm definitely just stubborn in the fact that I'm being told to do something. But I mean, when you put it like that with the numbers, it's obviously, I don't know. The whole fucking thing's fucked.
Oh yeah, it's totally fucked. Like, this isn't how anyone has ever had to live in their life previously. It's a little bit of a culture shock.
Definitely.
Considering we can do whatever the hell we want, whenever the hell we want.
At this point, I'm pretty sure everybody's getting kind of frustrated with it. But
yeah,
you got to do it.
Well, what I would say is, okay, you make us wear masks. I think that's one thing. That's not really a big deal. I don't see that as a huge deal.
No.
Maybe because I've been wearing them for like 2 months at this point. And
I also don't see it really preventing much. But
no, it doesn't. Honestly, what it could do is it could get us out doing shit like a little earlier than we would be able to previously.
Don't the masks not, like, it's more so if you're sick to stop spreading it. Like, it helps you contain it to yourself, not so much to help other people catch it.
Yes.
Well, that's part of it too, because they don't know who has it and who doesn't. Not everyone's getting tested, so better safe to have everybody just wear it.
And yeah, that's one of the biggest problems, is that a lot of people, not a lot of them, but like a significant amount, are asymptomatic, and that just keeps passing it on. So if, for all you know, I mean, you probably don't have it because you live in bumblefuck and you don't go anywhere because we can't. You probably don't have it. But say somebody, if you live, even just like live in Wilkes-Barre and you're going to the store every day to pick stuff up, you could have it, not know it, and just be breathing your coronavirus breath all over the place and getting tons of people sick that have no idea. And you have no idea, just because you could transmit it asymptomatically, which is like the craziest part of it. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that you don't know if you have it or not.
Yeah, that's why I think that them forcing us to wear masks, I have no issue with.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, another fun fact. I'm pretty sure I ran from a cop today.
Is that related to Corona?
In your car or running?
In my car. Like, that was the start of my day. I was coming down Suskin, and let's just say I had the pedal to the floor, as usual, going down Suskin. And if you're familiar with it, like, right when you get to, like, where Bald Mountain connects with Suskin, like, there's that hill going down. He was coming up, and I was going down. And, yeah, I was probably going 80, 85. And I could see, like, when he was coming up, I could see his brake lights come on and, like, slow down. So I just put my foot to the floor even more. It just took off.
Yikes.
So I'm pretty sure I just invaded police today, too.
Please.
Good day. I got my excitement. First time I left the house in, like, 2 weeks. I think the last time I left the house was golf.
Yo, could you imagine if they do start opening up bars, but everybody had to wear masks? Could you imagine that?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, what if they allow bars to open, but you have to wear masks? Like, wouldn't you prefer being out and, like, wearing masks?
That would mess with my head so much.
It'd be hard. You'd have to, like, cut holes in, like, the front where your mouth is and just, like, stick the bottle in the hole. Like a...
put the bottle under the mask.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of the mask?
Yeah. You need, like, a trap door.
No, you just lift the mask up a little bit.
No, you're going to need, like, the tubes, like, from the like, hats. And just, like, stick them underneath.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, you can make tons of money if that's what ends up happening.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yeah, coronavirus, crazy times. And I think it's, what else is crazy and why? So, like, Dom, you said that there's a, like, protest going on in Harrisburg.
Yes, I don't know. I really don't know what it's about. But, yes, there's a protest in Harrisburg. There was one in Michigan, too, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
That lady's batshit crazy. I don't know if you've seen any. No, but did you see what she shut down?
No, I didn't, honestly.
I, like, the only part I saw was, like, you can go into, like, say you were going to Walmart, and Walmart's got, like, the home and garden section. I think Walmart does. You can only go in to get, like, essential goods. So you couldn't go in. You couldn't get, like, paint for your walls. You couldn't get seeds or stuff for your lawn. So, like, she shut all of that down. You can only go in and buy food, toilet paper, and stuff like that.
I think that's where it gets.
Right. Amen. God bless your soul.
I think that's where it gets to be a problem, and where and why like people are starting to protest and like starting to like rise up and getting pissed off being in their houses, because some of it like doesn't make sense. Like, I know we want to golf and it's not the most important thing, but for a lot of people, it gets them out of their house and keeps them thinking of normalcy instead of just continuously being pissed off and wanting to go protest and
say fuck it. Yeah, I think you should suck it up and stop being a fucking pussy. Like, staying inside, staying inside, yes, it sucks, but if we all just do it, it'll be gone quicker.
Oh, just I agree. I don't disagree at all.
Like, I'm very annoyed at this point that I can only sit inside and play Call of Duty. Not that fun anymore. Used to be fun. No, not anymore. What? But, I mean, obviously it's still fun, okay? I'm just trying to make a point here. But I would love to go out and do some stuff. And the fact that I just know that I can't do that makes me even more mad.
Yeah.
Because, like, some weekends, like, I'll sit home and do nothing, and it's just normal. But just knowing that I can't and that's what I have to do now just makes me even more mad. But at the same time, I'm not going to rebel and start a riot.
I think a lot of these people, they'll rebel and riot and want to get out and do whatever the hell they want because it obviously hasn't affected them to the point where they see any reason to do it. And coronavirus is like a perfect out of sight, out of mind. So you can't see the virus. So you don't give a damn what's going on. You just think about yourself because that's what most people do. We are selfish bastards at heart. And you want to do whatever you want. And since they don't see any tangible effect that coronavirus is having on them, they feel they should be able to do whatever the hell they want. So until it affects you.
Like Dom?
No, not Dom. I think Dom has Dom's just pissed off that he has to stay inside and can't do anything.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, Marky's got a good point. Like, I was all on board for staying in my house like 2 weeks ago.
Once you put a fucking mask on, that's it.
No, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's just a mix of cabin fever and not. I think our friend group, all of us, like, we like to go out. We're very, I think, extroverted people and like to be around and outside and just living life. And like what you said, like, there's weekends I sit inside, but fuck, I like to get out and not be stuck on top of this mountain. And you add like the weather, like we had snow here yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
I just have like the worst cabin fever right now. And I think like it's different. I have spent my 4 months prior to this, like July to October at home, and now I'm stuck at home again. Obviously, I have a different situation than you guys. Like, I'm just tired of being in my fucking house.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to leave it. I can't stay here anymore. Wake up.
Bad news,
I wake up.
Anytime soon.
Obviously, it ain't. If I can get golf, if we can get golf back, it's going to make things a little bit better.
I think should be back, though.
Exactly. Like, we've gone over this. We've belabored this point before. You make your tee time online. You show up. You put your golf bags in the cart. You drive onto the course. Everybody gets your own cart. Good to go.
Don't touch the pins. No human contact. Stay 6 feet apart. You're good.
Like, people can go fishing in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Like, what if they're standing right next to each other and going fishing? What the shit?
Yeah, we can't buy liquor, though.
Oh, yo, that changed. I think...
Well, you can order it online now. They tried to reopen the website, but they got so overwhelmed that they immediately shut it back down.
They're having, like, curbside pickup at the one in Wilkes-Barre.
You know, I was reading articles on it. Their website got so overwhelmed, and they could not handle it. You know, that's absurd, though. Like, if you're going to make all of our liquor stores, all wine and spirits, all state-ran, you should have a decent website that can handle that. Like, it's a joke.
Yeah, I would say so.
But what you can do, folks at home, if you're from PA, you can go to your local
distributors?
Not distributors. No. Distilleries. Distilleries that make, you know, rum and vodka and stuff. You can buy from them.
Where the shit are they around here?
Lee Heighton, there's one.
Go all the way to Lee Heighton?
Well, That's just the one that someone I know went to.
Things we do for booze, you know, Dom, right?
Well, you can buy, you can think about it. You can go and buy vodka. You can't do that anywhere right now.
Yeah, dude, there's one in Philly that does rye whiskey.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Kinsley Distilling Co. Philly, PA. Yeah.
Speaking of liquor, Dom Madison accidentally opened your Tito's, and she just thought it was mine, and she drank some of it. And then I drank some of it too.
That's, you're literally sipping on gold.
Well, I mean, I left it there. It's pretty much yours. You're fine.
All right, cool. Thanks.
You know how much you could sell that bottle of Tito's for right now, and you just had the nerve to break it open? And
I didn't break it open.
You guys are fine.
Great. You guys got anything else on Corona? I got like two more points.
Well, for me, like you're saying, Governor Wolf for, you know, cracking down and everybody has to wear masks now. And that's also applying to me at work. Everyone in my building, office and warehouse is supposed to be wearing masks. But we'll see how that goes. I don't think people really want to. So
also what I was going to say, I think it's a little different for me and you, Marky, because we actually still go to work. And Dom, you just sit in your house.
Oh, that's also very true. I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
Like, I'm outside going. Honestly, this has not impacted my daily life almost at all. The only thing I can't do that I would normally do is go to the gym after work and go golfing on the weekends. That's it.
And
go out and get drunk.
I think if I didn't have work, I'd probably be laying out in my backyard half the day.
just drunk.
Probably bottle of wine in my hand, whole blanket laid out. I don't know how I'd cope. So I guess you're right. Different circumstances. I still go to work Monday through Friday.
Ditto.
See the same four walls every single day.
Hey, you should be pretty good at Call of Duty by now, though.
True. We're going to see after this. We're going to fuck up some people online. But I had two more points on coronavirus. So one thing I just wanted to say is I don't see how testing is still such a problem.
I do. They don't know what the fuck test to give people.
Could I say one thing to add on that, Matt?
Knock
I don't know if
out.
You saw it. I didn't know if you saw it, seen it. Isn't there a testing center being built at Mohegan Sun?
Yes, there is.
All right. That's all
like
I
in the parking
to say.
Lot.
Yeah. I didn't know if you were going to touch on that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I keep asking people and no one knows. It like blows their mind when I ask them, like, how are they testing it? Like, what? How do you even?
I think they stick a swab up your nose.
Does it have to do with like bacteria or what though? Like
spiral.
All right. Sure. Okay. I don't think there is an accurate test, and that's the issue.
No, there are accurate tests. There's swabs that they can get from your nose.
Okay, but what is that swab giving them? What are they looking at off that swab?
Well, I mean, it's the virus. You could get the virus in like.
Oh, they're just looking at a microphone. They're like, oh, we got the virus under this slab here.
Well, no, you put it. I don't know how exactly the test works, but I'm sure you put it on like a slab and you throw in some kind of machine and you mix it with some kind of reagents and it says you're either positive or negative.
Put him in the bay. He's not allowed to.
Who knows? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, because it's unknown. How can they prepare tests that fast?
But it is known because other countries have done it.
Yeah, they lied about it, though.
No, they didn't. China 100% is fucking lying. China 100%. Dude, they say that they have like 80,000 cases, which is complete fucking bullshit when you're the first nation that has it.
Yeah, they had 3 million. And then they sent us this bogus used equipment. Oh, hope this doesn't infect you. It's all brand new.
Oh my god!
Bro, like
I don't know how China can say they only have 80,000 cases.
I don't know how
the first ones do it. They lied about it to start. They shut up the first doctor that said it's a problem. He died, so they lied and covered it up to start, and they've lied ever since.
Shut out all of the American reporters. They banned. They kicked them the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like
that
if that doesn't sway you towards fucking warfare, dude, I don't know. Like, maybe I could understand maybe they didn't want to help us. They're like, maybe we don't help them, they'll die. Great day. I don't know, but
we're verging on the board of racism here.
No, I'm definitely saying some things I shouldn't be, but I'm not racist. I just, it's a character, okay?
Yeah, Marky's good at voices. If anybody watched like the first show, that's what he said he did.
A little taste.
He does voices. I do voices. Remember that? You're like, I wake up.
Oh, I remember that. I watch it every morning. Voices.
But no, that's honestly what part of what I was going to bring up next is. So I just wanted to kind of grade. What response would you give the United States government?
100% Donald Trump, absolute stud. Holy absolute stuff. There's nothing he could have done better.
Yeah. Okay. So all I was gonna say is that I, like I said, don't know how testing is still such a problem. I can see that they have to get stuff from China, which makes it harder because China is the place of initial.
Yeah, all the masks at my job are from China, and that's why people don't want to wear them from my job, and I understand that. I wear my mask around, and people like smirk at me. They're like, wearing that China mask in here. And I'm like, I have to.
Yeah.
You guys are saying it wrong, though. It's China.
No, it's Wuhan.
China.
Wuhan, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. Honestly, what you're saying before is that I think they need to be penalized by the world.
Oh, my God.
They need to be sanctioned. We need to take...
They're out of control.
Yeah, they're absolutely out of control. And if this doesn't make you realize you can't make all your shit in China, then, like, what is?
Not only are they being harmful to other countries...
Trump was right.
Being harmful to their own country. Like, the way they treated their civilians during this thing was disgusting.
Did you hear what I said? Trump was right.
Oh, wow. Whoa, hold on. Wait a second.
What kills me, like you said, like they should be sanctioned is...
Wait, Dom, hold they, on this here. Would you they, say that?
He said Donald Trump was Trump. Right.
In right. What aspect, though? Like, elaborate a little bit.
In that getting the business out of China, not letting American businesses just move overseas, go to China, do whatever the hell they want, and try and keep them here, make our own goods. He was right. Yep. Obviously, we didn't do all of that because... can't really force private businesses to do that, but he wanted to, and he was correct.
Drop the mic.
Yeah. What are you saying, Dom?
I forget.
That's my fault. Right.
And the last thing I wanted to say is fuck Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
What did Dr. Phil do? Yeah, what bro, what are you doing? You're just coming out guns a blazing.
Hey, coming at my man like that? Cash me outside.
Dr. Phil, him and all of these other doctors. Also, Dr. Phil hasn't had a updated license, like PhD license, in like 20 years.
Well, why should
he's
he?
Not licensed he's to not do anything.
Doctor. He doesn't actually do anything doctor related.
Yeah, he's got a PhD. Personnel. You got your PhD in English, and you're a doctor.
Well, dentist, too. Hey, let's not go there.
Whoa, what are you going to say after a dentist?
Doctor. it doesn't matter, okay?
But no, Dr. Phil was one of these people saying that we have all these deaths from people drowning and people dying in car accidents, but we're not shutting down the country for that. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, people aren't transmitting drowning to other people. Like, what are you, a fucking idiot? And you have this
platform. Live TV?
You said on live TV, yeah. You have this platform of millions of people watching, and that's the dumb shit you're going to say. And people follow you because you're a doctor.
I will say that the,
you're a quote-unquote doctor.
Sometimes it's hard to... present yourself the way you want to, and you say stupid things, but that...
But also, his show is on a Fox affiliated. It's owned by Fox. All right. I'm just saying.
You see what... All right, I'll fucking take a shot at CNN then, bud.
Go ahead.
Did you see what they said about Elon Musk?
No.
That he didn't produce the masks that he... Or he didn't, I guess, supply the masks or ventilators that he was producing in his companies, and they blamed it on a false source they had or something. They misreported it. They're a bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, God forbid the guy tries to help.
They bashed him, dude. They bashed him.
He's an alien. All of media is just back and forth trying to get clicks and rile their respective bases.
Oh, right. They might like, not I watch CNN. Believe that story whatsoever, but they're going to air it because they know people are going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, there's no... I mean, a lot of the times they'll do their research, but if it's a good story and they can get it out there before somebody else does, they'll fucking throw it out. Nobody cares. I mean,
anything with his name, period, is going to be news.
Yeah.
But my question is, why are the only masks we can get from China? You're telling me nobody can make a piece of fucking cloth in the shape of a mouthpiece?
Well, I think they're making them here now.
Oh, yeah. Sure, but the bulk of them are trying to come from China, and they have come from China. Like, how is it that hard that that's the only country that's making fucking masks?
I don't know. Also, there's another doctor, dudes, I saw him on. Like, 10 of our friends shared this on Facebook. It was, like, some chiropractor who, while he was doing all this talking, never once said he was a chiropractor. He just called himself a doctor the whole time. Which was like, if I decided to say I'm a doctor, which I technically am, but if I put myself out there as like a physician, like a medical doctor, and spouted out all this info, he was talking about how his big thing is that you should drink tonic water and then you can basically cure it with like tonic water and hydrochloroquine, I believe. Which is not correct. And studies have shown that if you're going to get something out of this tonic water, you'd have to drink like 10 bottles of tonic water to get any dosable effect. And I hope you like the taste of tonic water and could chug that all day. Also, the whole hydrochloroquine thing, apparently it's not that successful and you get heart problems. So fuck Dr. Phil, fuck that chiropractor. Boys. Nothing else to say.
Take it.
All right, Tom, let's get into your video.
All right. Did we all watch it?
I watched it.
Did you guys notice a certain little girl in there?
I mean, there's a girl with pigtails.
Yeah. Who the fuck was it?
What's her face? The climate one.
Yeah.
Greta
Thunberg.
Wild. Greta Van Fleet was good.
And I think we had talked about, I think you guys were jumping into this briefly, and I kind of jumped in and out with my technical issues. You guys have brought, was that last episode we brought up the 2012 Olympics, correct?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of fitting that this video comes to light of this conspiracy that we originally thought just it was going to show us that, you know, the world's going to end in 2012, but news has come to light that it was showing us about the coronavirus. That was, I mean, we can, do you want to run into the video or play it? Or
sure.
You can... I'll be honest with you guys. You guys sent me that, told me to watch it. I got through about 30 seconds of it and shut it the fuck off because that was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
All right. I'm going to say, like, I don't remember any of that opening ceremony. I don't remember, like, the kids coming out on beds. I don't remember any.
I do
like,
remember a little bit.
You know, I do remember that, too, because it was a weird thing to see. But how can you possibly relate that to coronavirus? That could anything that ever happened after that with medical beds, you could be like, oh, check this out. They planned it.
No, I did think it was interesting in the beginning with, like, the whole medical beds. And then I was still thinking about the whole Illuminati lights up top. And then after that, it was –
okay, but
they like superimpose like the virus on top of
the. What says corona though? Like any virus that would have ever happened since 2012, people would have been like, "Oh, look at this! Look at this 2012 Olympic video. This is the truth."
And like, towards the end of it, I thought it was pretty funny that it was just talking about like Bible references Bible and giants, giants coming out to eat us.
Didn't get past 30 seconds.
Yeah, talked about giants coming out to like eat people, like actual giants.
I think, yeah, I just think that first couple, like, minutes is relevant with the beds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it had me, and then after that, lost. And obviously, at the end, it had to throw in, it was talking about the New World Order, because, like, I don't think you could really be a YouTube conspiracy theory video unless you bring up New World Order in your video at some point. It's a necessity.
I'm going to make that my rap name.
New World Order.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Fun stuff.
All right. Well, that video, you know, we'll link it on Twitter if you guys want to see it. See for yourself. See if you could last longer than I did.
So we want to dive into PS5 and Xbox and next gen stuff.
Ooh.
We want to save that for another episode.
Let's dive up. Let
I think people have had enough of this COVID talk. I think it's good to give them some.
Oh, I agree. This is our last one. I'm telling you, people, this is our last one.
No, it's absolutely not.
No, it's not. Well, but we're not going to talk about it for 45 minutes to an hour anymore.
Unless Joey comes back and we have more conspiracies to talk about.
True.
Anyways, other news other than coronavirus. Brand new next-gen consoles coming at you this holiday season. What do you know about that?
I don't really know a ton. I know you do, though. So,
well,
if I still played on Xbox, I'd look into it. But
well, I sit at work and I look at Google News a lot, and it's all over the issue. So basically, both consoles are, even with, you know, the setback from the COVID and all that stuff, like everyone's getting hit by it. So are they. And that was their plan, holiday season 2020, and it still is. A lot of the specs for the systems have come out, and Xbox is way more powerful. Like,
what?
Like, a lot more. But that was
They basically just made a PC.
But if you think about it, Xbox One what was the last one? Xbox One?
Xbox, the One S, One X, yeah.
Yeah, that was more powerful than the PS4. But it still sucked.
So. See, my issue, like, getting into PC gaming and stuff, like, with all the accessories that come with it, so, like, your monitor and stuff, I think a lot of people are going to, like you said, it's got more power, it's more built like a PC. I think the majority of people that play on consoles play off of a TV, like a larger TV, and I don't think they're gonna get the full
power. Oh, absolutely. Majority of the people will not see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're not playing on like a 144 hertz monitor.
Exactly. Even me with a nice gaming monitor for a PS4, this monitor is gonna be obsolete. I'm gonna have to get a higher frame hertz monitor because
I got that 240, boy.
Because I need that 4K. So I'm gonna have to sell this monitor, get another one, and people are gonna do
PS4
that.
PS4 doesn't support 8K. I mean, PS5 doesn't support 8K.
What's 8K?
Yeah, what is 8K?
I don't know. It's above 4K.
No.
Which is not even made yet.
I'm pretty sure both are 4K, if not 5K, but no 8K.
I'm telling you, there's no 5K.
Yes,
it goes 4K 5K. To 8K.
No, Max run 5K display Retina. So what are you talking about, buddy?
Really? I thought I just went 5K to 8K. I have 4K to 8K.
No.
5K resolution. For real?
In numerals of four.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to buy a new PC, if you're going to buy one of these new consoles, just save the money and build your own PC.
Nah, I'm getting a PS5.
Yeah, no. Definitely the most practical thing to do is what Dom did, switch to PC, but I'll never fucking do it.
True. PlayStation full HD. It goes 1080p, 4K, 5K, 8K.
Yeah, so you're wrong, doctor. Why?
I'm sorry they threw it out. That's not what I got my degree in.
I want it. Anyways, so both are coming out holiday season. I will get it. But the catch with PlayStation is they're having issues with certain of their equipment pieces. What's the term I'm looking for? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The parts manufactured in their hardware are going up due to Corona. And so it costs more for them to make each one. Xbox isn't really getting affected. So on launch, PlayStation is going to be limited, and it's going to be more expensive, which might make people lean onto the Xbox. But I would like to make one point. They are still using fucking batteries in their controllers.
True.
And they swear that it's better, and they're never going to switch. So how are people ever going to say Xbox is better? That's a joke.
I do like their controllers, though. I don't like that you have to put a goddamn battery in it.
Bro, did I don't know how did they come out with the new specs for the PS, the new PlayStation Five. Controller? PlayStation 5 controller?
They teased it. They just dropped the
Is it look like an Xbox controller? Is that really what's coming out?
The white one, the two-tone white and black with the blue LEDs up in the front. Yeah. That's the guy.
I like the Xbox controller more anyway, so I don't give a shit.
Well, it's a little bit thicker now, and that's because it does more now. But they haven't really talked about what it does yet. That's still to be released later on.
Interesting.
Isn't PS5 also getting? Is it what was it? Not close.
They're not doing any loading screens.
No, not loading screens. What game is that? That was exclusive to Xbox.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Is that what they're getting to the PlayStation?
Yeah, they're also all right. So here's the thing. I read an article on that as well. They're both coming out on release, but basically they're built for this gen, not the gen that's coming out. So at release, it's not gonna be next gen quality. But over, it's gonna take about a year, they said, to actually give you the game that you want. Okay. But yeah, no, PlayStation. I don't know. I remember reading that it was an Xbox exclusive and getting mad about it. Like, not mad, but just like, wow, that sucks. That game looks cool. But all of a sudden, now it's coming out for both. I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, I wish Xbox would get a release with God of War. I wish they were able to get that. And that's just
I think they are. I'm almost positive they are. Because God of War is not listed on PlayStation's exclusive list anymore. They took it off. But, I mean, on the topic of exclusives, if you're comparing that, PlayStation wins hands down over and over.
I think PlayStation, like, coming
Xbox
from
Xbox exclusives has what, Gears of War, and that's it. Halo, if that ever happens again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Halo was so big that's all they needed as an exclusive. Yeah, like Halo was enormous.
Yeah, not anymore though.
That's basically how Xbox got their name as Halo.
Oh, 100%. That'd be the only reason I'd ever want to play Xbox was for Halo.
So Halo 3 was sweet.
All the Halos.
Used to love Halo 3.
I think both of these consoles pretty much have their marketplace like locked in. Like, yes. I don't think there's most of it was like, I think our generation of how are you gonna get these kids to come to either PlayStation or Xbox? And if you're playing on PlayStation, you're locked in. If you're playing on Xbox, you're not gonna swap.
Right, it's like gaming ride or consoles. Die.
Yeah, like you're already locked into what you like, and I think
it also has to do with what your friends have too. But like even games that are for both consoles, PlayStation like works their way with the better games to have exclusives on certain content, like Call of Duty.
I was gonna say
Call of Duty. Of blueprints and stuff like that. Even game modes are locked for PlayStation only for a while, for like a couple months or even a year for certain game modes. Like they make these deals that Xbox doesn't, and that's why fuck Xbox.
Yeah,
I jumped ship, so I don't give a fuck about Xbox or PlayStation anymore.
So why did you make the jump from Xbox? Because you were all about, like, you were Xbox ride or die, right?
I was on Xbox from pretty much day one. And what was the last one you played on, 360, Matt?
Yes, sir.
So from the 360, I stayed with Xbox. Matt went back to PlayStation. And you just circle back to what your friends have. All my friends had Xbox. And just to stay in the parties and play the games with them is why I stayed with Xbox. But to make the switch to PC, I mean, a couple of our friends had PCs that built them. And I mean, with Fortnite and these games that are having cross-compatibility, it's making it easier for us to play with different consoles. So
easier, but not all games have that, so people are still going to grab,
like, yeah, but I don't understand why there isn't at this point, like Dom said, like everybody gravitated to their own console, like you're not going to switch people's minds, so why not just make everything cross-platform?
And well, I think they want that though, people gravitating, because whoever's winning is going to keep winning, so that's why they don't want to do everything, because whoever's in the lead in sales isn't going to be like, all right, let's just do everything crossplay, because then they're not going to be anymore.
Well, it's literally swapped the last, well, no, PlayStation 1 won.
I should say 2, one, they murdered
PlayStation 2 murdered Xbox 360 beat the PlayStation 3, and then PlayStation 4 pounded the Xbox One.
Yep.
So 3-1 was good.
Was good.
Was good. And my, like, I only switched to PC, I think, because I was bored, to be honest. And that was like right in the time frame of when I was dealing with that Achilles injury and like listening to people with PCs. And I was like, well, I need something to keep me busy. Oh, shit, I'm going to buy a PC. Well, like, yeah, just to like
a mouse. Did you want to try that? Get more functionality out of your gaming?
Yeah, and like playing Fortnite, like to maybe get an edge. I bought the keyboard and mouse to plug into the Xbox and played off that for a month or two to see if I liked it. Liked it, and then I was like, you know what? I'll build the PC, which was fun. I mean, like diving in and looking at different parts and different processors and stuff like that. So. What I mean, I think it was more of I think what I have AMD Radeon. Yeah, it's like a Radeon. Give me a sec. Yeah, it's AMD Radeon XR 5700 XT. Which I mean, like fucking, that's middle of the line graphics cards.
Yeah, I mean, it's your first. It's your first fucking gaming PC.
Yeah, like, I wasn't gonna go wild. No...
Right.
And spend $1,000 on a graphics card yet.
You spent enough money on it, huh?
See, I would like to but build see, a PC, my... but I prefer Mac, so I don't know what to do.
True. But that's where, like, looking at prices for computers and stuff like that, like, if you're going to buy a brand new Mac, you're probably going to be in the $1,200, $1,300 range.
No, you're looking more than that. If you're looking for a desktop, correct.
Which is ridiculous. Like,
exactly. That's right around where my PC was built. So, I mean, it's like, am I going to buy a laptop or. Exactly. And I can get multi functionality out of it. I can still browse the internet and do whatever I want, but then I also get the gaming aspect out of it.
Right. Which, and I get the gaming aspect too, but like for me, like what I'm used to doing my job, my work with is Mac, and that's what I like using. That's what I'm comfortable with. That's what I'm used to. So obviously I'm not really going to, it's not going to sway me to have a gaming like PC over my career. It would be nice though. I just think Mac is so much more aesthetically pleasing in every aspect that I just wouldn't ever go with building a PC.
But I mean, like looking at, where we're at right now and working from home, I mean, it was a great buy for me to build this.
Yeah, very true.
And to have the functionality, because where we talked about this before. I am working from home. Like, we can't go in the office, and I pretty much have the same setup, if not better, than what I had in my office. So, I mean, I bought it for gaming, but I mean, 2 months in, it's been used full time for me to be able to do my job.
I have no doubt that yours is way better than what you had at work.
So, I mean, yeah, it wasn't just an impulse buy. I mean, like I said, I had tested the keyboard and mouse out to see if I wanted to play on that as opposed to a controller. I liked it. So then I made the switch to the PC. I love it.
Do you know offhand what CPU you have?
I do. I have the AMD Ryzen, I think, 5. Yeah, the Ryzen 5. So, again, middle of the pack. I mean, I think the 9 was released. So
10.
10, Ryzen 10, 9 or 10. Or, so.
Well, no. I don't know about.
And that's the thing. Like, it's fun to dive into this stuff because if you get an AMD processor, there's certain hardware, certain graphics cards that aren't compatible with an Intel. So you're either going to make an Intel build or you're going to make an AMD build.
Right.
So you can geek out on, and that's like, I have never done anything with computers and learning this whole thing. It's fun. It's a learning process and it continues.
Updating it's so much more like you just sent like a video of your PC or your setup, and it's just so much more customizable than PlayStation and Xbox. You just get a fucking black box versus like you could do different like light combos, you could see through it, you could do like a smoke show if you want inside of it. Like, it's crazy.
You can dive into the expensive
beer bongs and Bentley's custom built computer.
No. I have not.
Oh, it's so sick. There's the liquid coolant that like runs through it is colored to look like beer. There's like foam in it.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Like, you can get, like, you can, like, I just have a bunch of fans right now. But yeah, if you dive into liquid cooling, you can make the, like, light effects and the customized, like, you can make it so sick.
Yo, that thing is dope.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, there's the guy that made it is a popular, like, YouTuber that does custom builds like that.
Yeah.
That's it's awesome. So sick.
Honestly, that'd be something I'll do probably in the future. Like, my goal, I'll probably stick with the PS. Yeah, I'll stick with the PS5 for now. I'll get married. I'll get a golf membership.
You're getting married?
Country. What?
No, what?
some country club. And then I'll buy a PC.
Bro, that's dope. That's sweet. That's so sweet.
What is?
That PC.
Oh, I thought you meant getting married.
No, fuck that.
Watch out, ladies. I just want to get married.
Nah. You guys still all right with the date? Nothing getting pushed back or anything?
Nah, I think it's just going to, like, kind of crunch our time schedule to do everything, which I don't do anything anyway. So, yeah. I'm all about that cake testing, though. All about it. Give me that vanilla. Just give me a vanilla cake and that's it. I don't give a damn about anything else.
Do you guys not test? Did you guys test food yet?
No, we were supposed to. Like, I think this month we were supposed to, actually. Obviously, we're not doing that. So.
I wasn't really listening. Were we talking about cake as in, like, female cake or, like, the actual
food? No, we're just talking
cake?
About, like, vanilla cake that you eat with a fork.
Oh, never mind. I don't care.
You're just going to have plain-ass vanilla cake at your wedding?
No, we're definitely not. But I would be totally cool with it.
Oh, we're talking about the wedding. Right. Cake testing.
I'm super basic about it.
Can you get a keto cake? Thank you.
Keto cake? Pass. Hard pass.
Pass.
Yeah. Yo, but no, I was saying to Madison, like, what if we have to get, like, customized masks for everybody that say, like, our wedding hashtag on them?
Yo, I would design that shit for you.
I think you should just do it for fucking shits and gigs. Just pass them out at your wedding.
Yeah, no, because
no, you think about it. It's not gonna be gone by October. So realistically, like, we're gonna have, like, grandparents and older people there that probably should still wear masks.
They're gonna be looking at people a little bit weird, like.
But it really shouldn't be them wearing the masks. It should be us wearing the masks.
Right? Yeah, because we don't want to get
sick. Yes. Yes. But so with the whole mask thing, like, it does prevent you.
So we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to figure out how to drink alcohol with these masks on.
Yeah, just lift it up a little bit.
Got to get the mask with a trap door in the front.
Look, I've had my mask on this entire podcast episode. I've been drinking the whole time just fine.
Yeah, show your video. The people aren't going
to
see it.
You want me to show my video? All right, hold on. How do I do that?
I don't know. I feel like it should already be on.
Well, it was on and I turned it off.
Oh, well, then I don't really care that much. What games are you looking forward to coming out in the future?
You guys aren't going to get the chance to play it, but that Valorant beta is
fantastic. Yo, Valorant does look pretty sick, dude.
Look at that. Look at that mask. But yeah, Valorant's dope. Valorant's like a CSGO Overwatch like combo.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
445, baby.
And all the CSGO pros are playing that and killing on it. Like Shroudy, ex CSGO pro.
Shroud's awesome.
I love Shroud. His whips and his snaps, bro. Dude's out of his mind. Matt, do you know who Shroud is?
I don't really follow the gaming community that much.
I don't either, but I know Shroud. You gotta know Shroud.
I've heard of Shroud, but, like, I don't know what he does besides be a gamer.
Well, he just slays, Matt.
Yeah,
that's what he does. He slays.
So he's like me in Madden.
He's like a pro that doesn't want to
be that?
Pro.
You know
he's
that,
so
Dom?
Good that he should be pro, and everybody wants him to be pro, but, like, he doesn't want to do it.
I want to get back to Madden with Dom.
If they have Madden on PC, I'd fucking work you.
You wouldn't. I would.
I
eat
would.
Your face just like I
would
did.
Fucking stick my nuts in your mouth.
You can't play Madden on PC. Like, It would never work. You would lose every time.
I don't see any way that PC would have an advantage in Madden.
No. There isn't. You have a disadvantage with the sticks and stuff.
I don't think it's even out on PC, to be honest.
No, it is. No. You could get it. You're just at a disadvantage. It's not. You're not going to be as good.
Yeah, you're running with trash.
You're running with keys. You got up, down, left, right keys. That's it.
Exactly. You only have eight ways to move on a mouse keyboard. We're a fucking joystick. Like you got 360. Yeah, it's the only disadvantage. But yeah, I'll never play you a Madden again. You can go fuck yourself. You ruined my Madden.
Dude, I'm sure everybody, all of our friends on Xbox are real happy that I don't have an Xbox anymore.
They still play, yeah. They still.
Oh, I know. They have that online franchise.
Yep.
I can't believe that Madden hasn't gone crossplay yet.
Yo, there. Yeah, I don't see that either.
Do you know that this coming year, 2K is dropping another.
Yes, exactly what I was about to say. They're coming out with a new 2K, and like 2K5 is the most legendary.
2K5 is still better than any Madden that's been.
Dude, that game was amazing, and people still talk about it and play it because it was that good.
Bring back NFL Street.
That too, honestly, but no, what. 2K20 or 21, whatever it's going to be. Apparently, it's not going to be like Madden or like the old one where it's like legit NFL stuff. And just how like a normal football game would be played. It's going to be more along like that kind of arcade game kind of stuff, like closer to, I think, like NFL Street or NFL Blitz, which would be sick.
Sick. I agree. Why try to make it realistic when you can go the complete opposite direction and make it a video game?
Yeah. Also, I saw they're starting development on GTA 6, which is crazy because GTA 5 came out 7 years ago. Yeah.
I heard they're never going to do
it. 7 years ago. Nah, it was like trending on Twitter the other day that they just started production on.
I bet that that's going to be one of the hottest games for next gen consoles.
Dude, GTA is always one of the hottest games. Dude, GTA came out for the older consoles. I had it on PS3. No, I had it on my 360.
On PS2. You're talking about the newest one. Yeah, no. Yeah. I had it for PS3 as well, or 360, and then the new gen came out, and I didn't want to buy it again, so I didn't. And now it's still going. And now it's like, yeah, it's when still crazy. When I turn on my PlayStation to play Call of Duty, I still have friends on my friends list that are just playing GTA 5.
Because, like, Grand Theft Auto, you never get bored of it. Like, I bought, for PlayStation, they had the pack of three. You get GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. It was like $15. And like when I'm bored, I still play like those games because they're sick.
Dude, the soundtrack and the radio in Vice City is unbeatable.
Legendary. Best ever.
Unbeatable. I would love to have it. I don't have it, but I wish I did.
Yeah. Great stuff. Dom, were you ever a big GTA guy?
Yeah. I think I still have it on my Xbox. Yeah. Like you said, that's like the best.
Taken off you by your parents? What you know about
this? Yes. Dude, I remember them taking Vice City off of us.
They used to hide it all over the house. But you know what? We always found it. So
exactly.
Like you said, that's the best game to play when like you can't. When you're sick of like Call of Duty or something like that, like I would always just hop on there and just cause havoc.
Yeah, exactly. Get six stars, roll around, just blowing people up.
Yo, did you see that the XFL is selling the league?
Yeah. Dude, that's how it goes. Like, I mean, they kind of got screwed. They're actually doing really well.
Yeah, they were doing well, but the corona completely...
No, but still, even though they were doing well, I couldn't give two shits about the XFL.
Oh, no, I've never watched
it. Like, I love football. It's my favorite sport. I think golf might be my favorite sport now.
Look,
what do we got? We got the Masters in October this year?
Golf's great, but how can you possibly do that?
Might as well dive into sports. Unless we want to save... Actually, you know what? Let's do that. I want to save sports for like its own show for our next show.
Try to deviate from golf, or I mean Corona.
Yes, exactly. Just so we could like talk about everything coming back, because golf has already brought their schedule that they're coming back starting in June. And then we could get into the other sports, how they're going to come back, when they're going to come back, what it looks like, and go from there with it. But that's what I want to do for next show.
None of you guys watch UFC, do you?
No.
Did you see Dana White bought an island? It's going to be Fight Island. Yeah, Fight Island. Going to fly international fighters out there so they can go fight.
Dude, that would make UFC even more legendary.
I don't know. It'd still be weird, though, without an audience.
Like, I follow it. I follow UFC more than I do fucking baseball at this point.
America's pastime.
Which tells you all you need to know.
Nobody gives a fuck about baseball.
I like to every now and then see what the Yankees were up to. That's about it.
Yeah, me too. Because the Yankees were my team. Like, I'll check into the standings every, like, if I'm super bored, I'll go on Google real quick, check out the ALE standings. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way.
Like, the last part of would baseball have started already or no?
Yes.
Yes, and they have not.
Yeah, and no one cares.
Honestly, have you even seen many people say a word about it? No.
No. NFL draft's coming up.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I see ESPN diving in the comments, like, all over Instagram now. Like,
you know what I watched the last 2 days? Because I didn't have anything to do last night. And then today, I watched the entire final round of the 2019 Masters when the Cat got his Masters back. Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching...
Get all! Oh boy!
It's kind of similar to golf, right? Check it out. So it's not golf. What it is disc golf.
Yo, that's stupid.
We can.
Yeah, but their presentation and the way it's all like the video and it's edited and the overlays they have on it is so clean. It's so entertaining somehow. I don't know. Well,
maybe we'll get to that point.
I cared about disc golf until I watched the video and I was like, I'm about to buy a full set. What's good?
Well, if you edit our videos, yeah, exactly. Yeah, why don't you get golf clubs and start golfing with us again? You have golf clubs.
I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Yourself.
Myself.
Yeah.
Listen, yourself. I was a number five alternate, right?
No, so you were not.
After you left.
Matt can't hit the ball as far as me either, so you're fine.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm trying to get my swing back. I'm trying to get a full swing instead of that baby swing, you know?
Chipping and putting, unmatched. Driving, I'm out in the woods, so.
Daddy Dom will show you how to hit the ball far.
Yeah,
I can hit the ball far, but it's not going to be anywhere near the hole I'm looking at.
Dom either smashes it, like legit 300 yards, or he'll try and kill it and
miss.
Top it and destroy the ground, like make a huge divot right in front of the tee, and it goes 5 feet.
I don't know if it's...
I got the dry brow right now, baby. Just visualize.
I'm ready to try my Cobra.
I slice every drive.
Dude, I can't wait to test out my new Cobra driver.
I think that's one thing Matt can attest to is for the most part, I figured out my driver. I think a couple years ago when we would golf, it's just always to the right.
Yeah.
No,
honestly, you just need to be like more consistent with your like irons and short game.
Yeah, that's really what it is. The driver finds the green pretty often.
If I can get my drive on the fairway, I'm good. That's all I have to do.
And no, Dom, even with you in that when we played up in New York, like that first round you played with your new irons, you were immediately better than you were.
Confident. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
but,
people
like to say that clubs don't make a difference; it's how you use them, and that's fine to a point, but new technology is so much better than irons that are 5-10 years
old. All right, we're saving golf.
When you have a set of Walter Hagens that are like the beginner set from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then you upgrade some newer irons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a difference.
Look, boys, save the golf talk. All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll save everything for next week. You guys got anything else on gaming or anything like that?
Have a beautiful time. Before we
shut it out. Anything you guys got?
Yeah. Have a beautiful time. Goodbye.
We're not done yet. But no. If we got nothing else, thank you guys for the listen. Fun times. Talked about a little. What did we talk about? Gaming.
We talked about
coronavirus to start. Yeah, thank you for the listen. Make sure you share, subscribe on YouTube. Check us out on Twitter, Insta, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Like I said, keep putting out some more content.
Hey, and if you do check our content out and you're like, wow, this is shit, don't worry. It will get better.
Yes. We're still basically.
Follow anyways.
This is still only our, eighth show? Because we only did five last year. This is number three this year.
Well, I already did one last year.
True.
Yeah, that is very true.
But this is actually my second show of the day. I did my fantasy football show this morning.
Yo, did you guys think I'd make it this far this season?
No, I didn't.
I actually did. I really did, because I thought that if you were going to, you wanted to come back, then you actually wanted to come back. You know, you weren't going to do that again.
We here, baby.
Here. We out here.
All right, sweet. So, share, subscribe, check out all our stuff.
You guys can't see me right now, but I'm throwing up 3Flow gang signs right now.
Every 2 weeks, we're coming in, new show. Stick around for next time. I think we're going to dive into sports a little more heavily, get away from the corona talk, make things a little bit more normalized. Hopefully by then, the world is slightly more normalized. Maybe we could do a little bit more stuff, but we'll get into that then. For now, I'm Matt. Peace out. You boys got anything?
Yes.
Have a beautiful time.
Okay.
Nah, be safe. Everybody, love you. Doses.
Bye.